Hey, everybody, and welcome to the first inaugural Fat Man Little Trail podcast. A little bit about me. I've been hiking for about a year now and writing on fatmanlittletrail.com about my adventures and my exploits. It started, you know, a year ago. Pandemic was happening. I was out of work, and I just couldn't sit any longer. And I said to myself, I'm going to go and I'm going to hike. I never really hiked before, but I thought it was a good idea. You know, gyms were closed, not that I was going to do that. And as a hefty feller, I was like, what can I do? I can go walk in the woods. So I went out and I walked in the woods a couple of times. And it didn't go well. I remember this one time specifically, I was walking up a very slight incline, one that if I saw today, I would kind of laugh about. But you know, this was one of the first times I hiked and I'm breathing hard. I think I sat down on a stump and I was sweating. I mean, I was sweating out of pores I didn't even know I had in my body. And I thought I was going to die. You know, my chest was heaving. I was breathing. And these two little kids, probably, I don't know, 8, 10 years old, came running by me on this hill like it was nothing. This is the same hill that I had tried to walk up for so long that I was sweating, that I couldn't breathe. And these kids just flew right by me. And I thought to myself, well, hey, I'm just a fat man on this little hill. That transformed into Fat Man Little Trail. And I've been going good for the next about year on that now. And what I wanted to do today is I wanted to start you out on my inaugural podcast by going over a blog I wrote called Screw It, I'm Trying. It's my most popular blog, and it's kind of what makes me keep going on these hills every day. I needed it. I needed a motivation to keep me going and really help with that mental and physical health. So I'll talk about that in some of the later podcasts. But for now, I want to give you Screw It, I'm Trying, the 5 stages of hiking or exercising for the out of shape person. Stage 1, denial. This stage is almost always first and is almost always regretted about 200 yards onto the trail. You may recognize this stage as the moment you get out of the car and say things like, this doesn't look too bad, while staring at the face of a 3,000-foot incline. Or thoughts of denial may sound like this: I crushed last week's hike, so this one will be easy. Or altitude never bothers me. And my personal favorite, that skinny 22-year-old is doing just fine, I'm sure I will too. That never works out. The transition from denial to the next stage is often subtle at first. Some pain in the calf muscles, a few beads of sweat stinging your eyes, the noises that your joints make, which sounds like twigs somehow snapping and grinding on a rock at the same time. It can only be described as disturbing. Stage 2 is on its way, so prepare yourself. The next stage is anger. The anger stage is defined by a very specific type of anger that manifests itself mainly in the yelling at inanimate objects. You are the dumbest rock of all the rocks, you may say moments after your exhausted legs roll on a pebble at the top of a slight incline. The wind is too hot, moments before it was causing frostbite. The sun, who is in the denial stage, was your best friend, painting the path with golden rays, is now attacking your skin ferociously with stinging rays of cosmic death. Why? Why would you do this to yourself? Did you not remember the first hour of last week's hike? You mutter to yourself. Never again, becomes the mantra. Around the time that the sweet songs of birds begin to pierce your eardrums with their shrill vibrations, you have a choice to make. This is usually around the time you're staring up at a large incline, the biggest of your hike today, and you have to decide, nope, absolutely not. I'm done. I want ice cream. Or, screw it. I'm trying. So far, I've always sided with screw it. I'm trying. And has taken over as my mantra and gotten me to this next stage. The next stage is bargaining. Dear Jesus, Muhammad, Ganesh, Gaia, little elf dude that lives in the trees and makes cookies, or whoever is in charge of this, please no more ups. I can deal with flats. I can deal with flat and rocky or flat and sandy. I can deal with down. I like down. Gravity finally is on my side when we go down. And I move with the grace of a greased pig coming down an escalator towards a Vegas buffet line. Please, just no more ups. I promise not to complain. externally at least, for the rest of the hike and promise to come back, plant a tree, or buy fudge stripe cookies if you give me 1 mile with no more ups. Depression. We're going up again. I take back everything I thought before, except fudge stripes do sound good. This is the hardest stage for the out of the shape hiker or exerciser. This is the point that, according to the map, is usually around halfway. You're almost to the peak, your feet hurt, you're tired, your left index finger hurts, and you can't remember why. The half-empty water bladder sloshes in your backpack at a slow rhythm that matches your strides. Your actual bladder is now half full and urging you to pick up the pace. I won't go on. I can't go on. Oh, look, another person passing me. Screw it. I'm trying. Screw you. Just quit. That's not a terrible idea. Oh, look, another hill. Real original, Mother Nature. I'm not doing that. Do it. Not happening. You can't anyway. Probably not. Maybe? Nah. Screw it. I'm trying. The last stage is acceptance. Now, this is my favorite part. This usually happens when you hit that peak or spot on the trail and you realize it was all worth it. Distance runners call it the runner's high, but anyone who runs that far without being chased shouldn't be trusted. Your whole body goes numb, which is good because you forgot about the pain. Your mind goes blank. It's almost like it's clearing out space for this memory, this vision, this moment of peace and beauty. You don't remember anything about what led up to this moment because the moment is what it was all about. You stand there for a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Well, maybe not five if the bladder is really starting to fill up, but you get the point. The rest of the hike is carried out in this stage. Your steps are lighter, your mind is clear, except for a constant urge for fudge stripe cookies. Acceptance is the reason we keep coming back. We don't remember all the hard parts or the long path or the mean rocks that tried to trip us. Like a golfer shooting a birdie on the 18th for a round of 176, we just remember those good parts and the moments we tell ourselves, screw it, I'm trying. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I'll be filling in on the podcast for a while, some of the things that I've written, some of the restaurants I've gone to, the hikes I've done, some hiking tips, some interviews I've done with experts in their field, and hopefully I can keep you guys entertained for a little while longer. Enjoy and happy hiking, and remember, screw it, I'm trying.